This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel and Convention Center, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. And now, along with Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
And welcome to Magic Meets 2008. I'm Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com, and we are broadcasting live from Magic Meets 2008 here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I want to mention, of course, that this live show, WW Today here all day, is being sponsored by Mouse Fan Travel. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is the official travel agency of WW Today, and they provide their services with no additional agency fee. So you can get all their great services. It costs you nothing. And they're being really great to us today by being able to provide us with a lot of sponsorship here today. Makes a lot of this happen, so we thank them very much. And be sure to visit them online at www.mousefantravel.com. And we are, in fact, live. I want to welcome everybody who is tuned in at this early hour. I appreciate it. I know it is Saturday morning.
So I think we're going to cut over to
Fred Block and Mike Scopa over here. So we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Fred Block and Mike Scopa. Enjoy. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to Mr. Scopa.
It's coming.
For those of you who are sitting down, I will start for you because you've been sitting down and waiting very patiently. So here we go. First, I need to say, Mongello, everyone. Welcome to Magic Meets 2008. I'm up here to tell you a little story before we get started. For those of you who may not know, Fred has always wanted to have a cast member here. Back in 2006, he almost had Kelly Coffey at what was then called DisMeets. Kelly Coffey is the singing voice of Illuminations. But she couldn't make it because of a schedule conflict. Last year, we had Becky King, who had served as a cast member in the graphic artist department. And Becky was the person who designed those Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party banners and the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas banners that you would see on Main Street USA. Becky also was involved in the parade. And for those of you who were fortunate enough to attend her breakout session last year, you will recall that she was very, 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 very close to Princess Aurora. But, she was not a current cast member. She was a former cast member. So the search went on. So earlier this year, I was thinking, well, if we wanted a cast member, wouldn't we want someone who everybody would recognize? And so when you think about a cast member that you would recognize in the Magic Kingdom, the first thing that would come to mind would be a Dapper Dan. Oh, this is one of the Dapper Dans. I've seen them on Main Street USA. If you think about a cast member that you would recognize from Epcot, I would think of one of the Voices of Liberty. Oh, I've seen that person sing, whatever. When you think about Hollywood Studios, I guess you'd think of Streetmosphere. Oh, I've seen that person on Streetmosphere. And for Disney's Animal Kingdom, I guess I would say maybe somebody from the Festival of the Lion King, or maybe even Divine. Now, all four of those examples have the same thing in common. We associate them with Walt Disney World. But it's very hard to get a cast member this time of year. So I was thinking, so maybe there's someone else that we could get here that we all associate with Disney World. And I thought of this person. Now, raise your hand if you know who that is. Who is that? Her name is Stacy Aswad. She's the host of the Top 7 Must-Sees of Walt Disney World. You've seen her on your resort TV when you turn it on at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m. She's there. She's been doing that for a couple of years, and she's done a lot of things. She's just not a host for that show. She's been in films. She's been in television. She's been in commercials. She's been in theater. She's a choreographer. She's a fitness coach. She is also a five-time National Artistic Roller Coaster roller skating champion, and she's also currently the on-court host for the Women's National Basketball Association LA Sparks team. So she's been around. So I thought we associate Disney with her. She's very energetic. What you see on the screen is what you get. That's how she is in real life. And I thought maybe she could bring that energy to Walt Disney, to Magic Meets. So, back in March, listen.
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. This is Mike Scopa. How's it going?
Hey, Iceman. How's it going? How's the knee?
Well, it's getting there. Are you keeping busy?
Well, pretty busy, as usual. And, of course, the WNBA is in full swing right now, and I'm having all kinds of fun with them. They're great. The team is amazing. So, you know, I love being busy.
Yeah, you're probably the busiest person I know. By the way, how's your effort going with animal cruelty and homelessness? I know you're helping our little furry friends.
Oh, it's going really great, but I want to do so much more. But there's so many people out there that have bought the pictures, and I've been able to donate money, and I'm hoping to get more and more people to come to my site and to even do more. So, thanks again for hooking me up with Becky of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. We both have, as you know, the same passion when it comes to animals.
Well, when I saw your site, I immediately thought of Becky because she's awesome, and she has the same passion. So I think the two of you will make a great team. And by the way, if you ever need any help from me or any of my buddies on the WDW Today podcast, you just let me know.
Thanks, Mike.
There's a reason why I'm calling. I have this question I want to ask you, and it took all this time for me to get the courage up to talk to you. So I have a question for you.
You got it. Go for it.
Well, every year there's this event. It was founded by a very dear friend of mine. He's a big teddy bear. His name is Fred Block. It's called Magic Meets. And, you know, for one special weekend, we do some Disney magic. We have about 550 people in a big ballroom. We have all kinds of sponsors there. We do all kinds of breakout sessions. We talk about all things Disney, like the Disney Cruise Line, things to do down in the parks. We have discussions on Hidden Mickeys and trivia and all kinds of stuff. But the big thing that we always look forward to is the silent auction that we do for Lou Mangiello's Dream Team project. What we do is we have a whole bunch of things that are donated, and we raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's really fun.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, you know, what I'm calling you for is that what I'd like to do on behalf of Fred and myself, we would love to invite you to Magic Meets 2008. We think you would bring all kinds of energy. You could speak to everybody who has seen you all the time when they're down there. Maybe take some photos, maybe do a breakout session. So here is an official invitation from both Fred Block and myself.
Well, thank you. When is Magic Meets and where does it happen?
Well, it's July 18th to the 20th, and it's in a place we call Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, my schedule is kind of busy. I'm going back to Disney in May to shoot some updates, and then, of course, June, July, August, and September are WNBA season. I don't think I can do that weekend, though, Mike. I'm really sorry. But, maybe we could do the next best thing.
The next best thing?
Yeah. How about we record an introduction for Fred? I can't be there in person, but I can certainly be there in spirit and in voice.
You know, that just might work. Oh, I was thinking, can I ask one more favor?
Sure.
Well, what I'd like is, I'd like if maybe you could donate like two personalized autographed pictures for the silent auction. People would bid, and you would personalize it, saying, you know, to so-and-so, and you would send it to them directly. Could you do that for us?
You got it, Iceman.
Great, great. All right, Miss Seven Top Seas of Walt Disney World, Miss On-Court Host, Miss Everything, I want you to give me your best introduction for Magic Meets. How would you introduce Fred?
All right, well, how about this? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Stacey Asla, the host of the top 7 must-sees at Walt Disney World Resort. And it is my great honor and pleasure to welcome you to Magic Meets 2008. Happy 5th anniversary, Magic Meets. Okay, is everyone ready for some fun, some serious excitement, and most of all, Disney magic?
Excellent. Good dream. Yeah, good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. Okay, without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to the founder, the organizer, and the spirit of Magic Meets, the one, the only, Mr. Fred Block.
Yeah, I can understand. I've done the pin too as well.
I am beyond speechless.
No.
See that? He took the wind out of my sails. I have my giant shirt on and everything, and how am I supposed to pick on him after that?
What do you got, Fred?
I got a little something for you. I guess I should thank you for everything you've done. That was fantastic. I should thank Stacy too. Mike, are you ready?
I say
roll it, buddy.
Well, before we go today, I just wanted to mention a quick bet, because as you know, on the WDW Today podcast, we like to make some friendly wagers from time to time. And as some of you may have picked up on once or 8,000 times, Mike Scopa is a bit of a Patriots fan. And with the big game coming up on Sunday, Mike Scopa has a little bit of a bet going on with Fred Block of Magic Meets regarding the outcome. Now, Fred is a diehard Giants fan, and of course, Scopa, as I mentioned, is a Patriots fan. So, Mike, why don't you explain to our listeners what exactly the wager is about?
Well, this bet will be paid off at Magic Meets this July. If the New England Patriots defeat the New York football Giants and become the greatest football team ever with a 19-0 record, then Mr. Block, for the first hour of Saturday's Magic Meets event, will be wearing a New England Patriots championship football shirt. If, however, Fred, why don't you tell everyone what happens if an upset occurs, the biggest upset in the history of the NFL happens.
Yeah, there's one thing that Mike doesn't seem to fathom here, and that's that if the Giants do pull off what might be the biggest upset in the history of football, if the Giants beat the Patriots, and nobody will remember the Patriots after that if they do lose, and we steal all the thunder, but I could keep going on. But if the Giants win, then he has to wear a Giants Super Bowl champion shirt for the first hour of Magic Meets.
So having said all that, Fred, I guess all we need to know is what size I need to buy you for the Patriots shirt. We could just leave it at that.
I don't know. I think it would have to be, you know, a size that might not fit me. You know, I was thinking along like, you know, Triple XL, like your ego for the Patriots. And right after that, we did a follow-up show, and it was they'd asked me to come on WDW Today, and it was about fireworks and where it was best to view them. So let's hear a little piece of that before we get into the meat and potatoes.
Is more? I thought we have to keep to the schedule.
No, this is really important.
I'd want to know if Eli Manning would have a particular place that he'd like to watch the fireworks
no.
from.
Well,
here we go.
If I was given an extra 35 or 40 seconds to play in the Super Bowl, I'm sure I would have a special spot.
Here we go.
I wouldn't need it if you had gone, you know, 18-0 until that point. Because, you know, Team of Destiny probably should have just won anyway, right? Because you were supposed to be the best team, right?
That's correct, and they still are.
Anyway.
They were the best team that day, that's all. I'll give the Giants credit, although I won't give Eli Manning any credit. I'll give the defense credit.
All right.
Well, that's it for us today. You're going to find our older episodes. Read our show notes or send
extra large, friend.
So with that, many months and months of waiting for this, which I think will be one of my highlights of this year, Mr. Mike Scopa, I would like to present you with your Super Bowl champions New York Giants shirt. Oh. How dare you? I don't think I could smile any more than this. This is one of those MasterCard priceless moments. Put it on. Put it on. Put it on. Put it on. Don't you guys stretch it a little bit first? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, wait a minute now. When we made this bet, I felt really bad because first I thought I was going to win. and secondly, I thought, well, gee, Fred's going to have to buy me a shirt. And I don't like to receive as much as I love to give. So I have a few things for Fred.
I wasn't ready for this.
Congratulations to the New York Football Giants. It was a great game. It was a very exciting game.
It was.
But, you know, you've got one champion, right? You've got the New York Giants. And there are signs out there that tell us that there are other sports and there are other championships.
Oh, brother.
So we in New England, when we park, like we have the Red Sox, which are champions.
Touché.
The Boston Celtics. the Bruins, forget the Bruins.
Not a hockey fan, huh?
We have a nickname for up there in New England. We have any New England fans here?
No.
Well, we call us Title Town, USA. So, Fred, in the spirit of it, I wanted to present you with this shirt. And once again, congratulations to the Giants. They played a great game, and this was a lot of fun. So, here you go, buddy.
You know what, Mike? Because you gave me three to my one, I'm going to do something that I don't think I would ever do.
Oh. That's why I love this guy.
You better take pictures.
Fred's wearing the Title Town USA shirt that Mike handed him. It was not part of the original bet, but he's sticking to it. Good job.
This is what friendship is about, people. Take the pictures. I'm warning you. I'm feeling really ill right about now.
All right, guys. Have a great time.
Thank you. 1 hour. He's got to wear it for a full hour. Who's timing him? Everyone, right? So anyway, that was fun. I feel vindicated. All right. I've got to read, because I got a lot of pages.
Good.
So, first, I'd like to welcome everyone, all 550 or so of you, to the 2008 Magic Meets Disney Fan Gathering. I'm very, very excited to be here today, celebrating what I think is a big accomplishment for us in our fifth year and bringing the Magic to a faraway place other than Walt Disney World or whatever park you call home. Don't forget, we're in the middle of Pennsylvania, people.
You need help?
I don't think it's any more magical than that.
No, but you know, but...
For those of you that were at last meet, that the last meet or prior meets, please forgive me for going on. You're going to hear some things that I have to repeat. But it's time to also reminisce a little bit. What a difference 5 years makes. Really, 5 full years of doing this. When I think back to the first year that we held Magic Meets in Edison, New Jersey, where we had 44 people. And again, I use the example of if the first four tables to the far left of the room would please stand up. First four tables, just four tables only, please. You're looking at about the approximate number of people that were at the first meet.
Have you listened to the show?
So I'd say we've grown a little bit since then.
It's hysterical. So if you go into iTunes,
come a long way, baby.
Under society, culture, or travel, we're
and it's really quite amazing what the event has grown into today. Is anyone here? Anyone here from the first meet? Please stand up and raise your hand. If you were at the first meet, stand up and raise your hand. Lou's standing on a chair. I wonder why. I still can't see him. That's right. I say that there's at least three people that I absolutely know were at the first meet. The first one would be Colleen, my staff coordinator. She's right over there. She was at the first meet, and in fact, I do recall her walking away with some pretty good prizes. Probably one of the reasons she got hooked. But every year she stepped up to more responsibility and currently manages to put together a fantastic team of staff that I'm proud to have helping us make the magic today. Someone else that was there was a guy named John Rick. John, where are you? Everybody, he's over there by the Pin Trader booth. John Rick, he contacted me last minute. I think it was a week before. He says, hey, would you mind if I came in and took a look? I'd like to see what you're all about. And he came and he actually checked it out and ended up speaking about pin trading at my very first meet. Right, John? There's a third person that, I don't know, my memory's a little short. There's a third person that was there, and his name is Lou Mongello. Lou. If you would pay attention, you would know what I'm talking about, Lou. There was a third person that was there. And you know something? The funny part with Lou is I remember him telling me a little story about how before he showed up, him and his wife, Deanna, formulated a plan and said, hey, let's come up with an excuse in case, you know, this doesn't work out and we could ditch out, you know? I mean, what could go wrong? I keep thinking about this every year. A bunch of Disney nuts all in one place together, sharing our love for more than, you know, just games and attractions. We played games. We talked about our love for Disney. We had a great lunch, and we left with more than we could have imagined out of a small group. You see, we left with friends. Friends that we deal with each day through email and various different communities on the internet. But we don't have the luxury of seeing those people every day due to distances that may be between us. People constantly ask me why I do this every year. And there's a lot of different answers. You know, without a doubt, there's a lot of different answers. But one main reason is because of the relationships that I've come away with. The many new friends that I've made, some that I've gotten quite close with. I'm afraid to name names because I don't want to leave anybody out. That's not what I want to do. But I've stayed at their homes. We've shared lots of wine together. We've celebrated anniversaries and birthdays. We've met to go see Cirque du Soleil. And we've even shared some time at Disney together. Now, would I have had this simply attending Disney multiple times a year? No way. What enhances the experience of Disney for me these days is doing it with people you know and love, that love it as much as we do. People we are now close to and consider friends. That's why events like this one and Mouse Fest in December and many others that are forming and being created that are very similar are good for us, our community. Because they let us be together in the magic with those who mean the most to us, our friends and our family. I hope that today you all walk away with a little piece of that magic and keep it within you forever. Because for me, it is priceless. Each year, we've been challenged with trying to make this better and better. Boy, it's getting hard. And I also think it's going to get easier and easier. And it doesn't. I'm proud to welcome to you all what should be the biggest and best Magic Meets yet. And boy, have I got a heck of a day planned for you. So with that said, everyone's ready to have a good time?